Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
Great Seminars Online is the only clinician-owned continuing education company specializing in geriatric rehabilitation. Amazing instructors like Carol Lewis and Richard Bohannon bring content to life with five-hour courses for PTs, OTs, and SLPs. Check out Gait and Balance or documentation and you'll be hooked. Find out more online at greatseminarsonline.com. Great Seminars Online, maximizing geriatric function.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are still the National Student Conclave. I know. It is the three-day conference that feels like it lasts for 7 days. We are at Shots in Miami right now. Are we near South Beach? Is that where we are right now?
South Beach, Miami.
South Beach, Miami right now. And we're at Halloween weekend, and the costumes are very aggressive here in Miami. I'm joined today with two presenters here at National Student Conclave, Cecily DiStefano and Joe Black. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
All right, first question is always the hardest. What are we drinking?
Scotch, Speyside, Oven.
Corona. Not real imaginative, but you know, hey, it was.
Hey, beer. Beer's beer. It's a gift.
Never
look a gift beer in the mouth. All right. I'm going vodka here in Miami. It's bikini season all year round, so I'm trying to keep it slimming. So I'm going the skinny bitch vodka.
You can't go wrong with the Colombian old fashioned.
Yeah.
It was really good.
What is a Colombian?
It tastes like licorice.
What is a Colombian old fashioned?
It's got vodka in it. You should try it.
Oh, I know an old fashioned. That's bourbon.
But it's Colombian.
So you guys presented, I'm going to say, in an slightly unorthodox manner at National Student Conclave. No one's ever done, I've been to more than a few conferences. No one's ever done anything close to what you guys did. I want you to describe it for people who weren't there, what the hell you guys were doing.
First, Jimmy, first we had to give a shout out to you because on one of your podcasts, you talked about death by PowerPoint.
Yes.
So in the true nature of death by PowerPoint, we didn't want that.
Good.
We didn't want that. We wanted to take it to the next level. Make it more interactive, a more sensory experience. So that was where we started from. Joe Black started us off.
Started with a magazine article about finding your purpose in life. And we just decided early on we did not want to do what everybody else had ever done.
Okay.
We wanted unique. We wanted to resonate with our target audience.
Students.
We wanted to connect.
There you go. How'd you connect?
I really just never forgot what it's like. You know, I've done a lot of work with the student assembly through the years, particularly the leadership, and I know where they're at.
Okay. So talk to me about that presentation. What was your role in that? Because you were a little unorthodox.
Mine was unorthodox. You know, well, we started with Amy Arendale.
Right.
You know, we were looking for some perspectives across years.
Okay.
You know, Amy actually came out and dribbled a soccer ball while she presented.
It's not easy.
It wasn't easy. She's phenomenal. Easy. And she did great at it. And it was just like, she's not only talking, but she's talking meaningful stuff.
While she's dribbling.
While she's dribbling. And I was painting. On a canvas.
Channeling your inner Bob Ross. Happy trees.
Yeah, well.
Happy mountains.
It's very average, but you know,
you just kind of glossed over that. You were painting on canvas a picture while you were talking and presenting.
Right.
That's unorthodox. That's weird.
It's unorthodox.
Cool. That's cool.
So then after Amy, we turned it over to the superstar, the Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
And you were there. She rocked it. I mean, it was awesome.
We're referring
to
Cecily.
It was relevant. And it was connected, and it was just incredible. So, I mean, I was glad I was there. I was glad I was part of it.
So you were dressed as Wonder Woman. You were dressed as Wonder Woman.
I was dressed as Wonder Woman because I can't dribble a soccer ball, and I also can't paint.
So hold on a second. So we just kind of mentioned three random things that you were doing while you were presenting, but how did they connect? Why'd you bring them in?
What we did was we were talking about purpose through the generations and how you don't just have one purpose, you have several purposes that may change throughout. And not just about profession, but also tying in life as well.
Okay.
And so that was sort of the connection. And each of us sort of made that connection through, we talked about priorities as well as just identifying different purposes through life and how you may be on a path. And then, as Andrew Guccione might say, you have a happy accident and you end up on a different path, but you have different pieces of your life that help you decide on these purposes. Right?
Okay.
Since I can't do that, I can't juggle, I can't paint. Basically, I dressed up as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and explained how on any given day, I might be riding a unicycle, juggling knives, and dropping a couple balls, and that's how I like it, right?
All right.
I like to be busy, I like to do a lot of different things. They have to be self-reflective and figure out what works for them. Kind of like you, right?
All right.
You're an experienced junkie. You like
yes.
to have experiences. You like to do new things.
I like to do. Let's do.
You're a doer, right?
Yeah.
But you're self-reflective. You know that about yourself.
I do.
Right? And that helps you identify your purposes. So that self-reflection piece
yeah.
for each one of us is important.
Yeah.
Right?
So tell me more about that. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about was being the superhero of your own life.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
So that's what I did. I basically talked about the comics, what you like about the comics. You like Iron Man. You like Black Widow. I talked about the villains in your life.
Yeah.
You like Magneto. You like Joker. Because everybody knows Magneto is the real villain.
Yes.
Joker's not as good as Magneto,
true.
Right? So I talked a little bit about that. We talked about in the movies and comics, it's like life, how you're living the dream or embracing the suck pretty much on any given day.
Yeah.
And it could be happening simultaneously in the same moment.
Right.
So today I gave an example, and I'll give a different example now, right? So here I am at NSC having a great time with you, with all the other students. We've had a wonderful, engaging time, a great day of presentations, really connecting with leaders and students and good energy here while my dad's in the hospital fighting for his life,
wow.
right? And so
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. That's really thoughtful. But that's the example of how you're living the dream and embracing the suck all at the same time.
Yeah.
But you have to sort of continue on with your purpose while life is happening.
Yeah.
We moved into how other superheroes are in sports.
Okay.
So I went to the Olympics in the summer.
Yeah, I was watching.
Which was really fun.
Your Facebook feed was pretty interesting, you down in Rio.
It was very fun. I had a great time in Rio. You would love it there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been to a lot of great places and done a lot of great things all over the world. So you can appreciate that. So we were in Rio with these athletes. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the exchange zone curse, but...
No, what is that?
2000, 2004, 2008, Americans women 4x100 relay team were touted as best in the world, right?
Right.
They were slated to win gold. Everybody thought they were going to win gold. They were ready. So they line up. The gun goes off. They run. They're fast race. And then what happens in the exchange zone is...
Drop the baton.
They lose it in the exchange zone. So I talked about how the exchange zone is kind of like the exchange of information in our lives.
Right.
How we need to have mentors. You need to be ready to give the baton off. You need to be ready to take the baton. You need to have mentors in your life that are helping you in those transitional periods where you're going through, you're trying to decide if you want to pay off your student loans now or if you want to defer a little bit, if you want to take that residency opportunity
right.
or that other opportunity.
A lot of choices,
right? So you need these mentors to help you and maybe sponsors, somebody to champion you, somebody to promote you who talks about your strengths to others. So you're interested in a job, you know, you want to move to Dallas, you're interested in a job there. So you need just somebody to sponsor you to say to that potential employer in Dallas, hey, you should look at Jimmy McKay. He's really great. And here's why he's great. Here are his strengths. He's done this, he's done that, he's innovative, he's entrepreneurial. And by the way, how exciting is it that you are in the most entrepreneurial generation ever?
Yeah, absolutely.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Right? But I think that's important. We did some fun little activities too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got a guy who's painting. What were you painting? What was actually on canvas?
Just a sort of a wildflower scene and just sort of freeform and
whatever. I mean, you're acting like that's easy to do. I couldn't in 1,000 years do it, and you're doing it live on stage while you're talking
could.
About it.
You actually could. But anyway, it was the cheesiest thing in the world. I mean, obviously, it was like, okay, and we did talk about paths that you need to take and that there's bumps in the path and that sort of thing. But then at the end, I flipped the canvas around and said, okay, Go paint your own canvas. And it really is, it is a creation. And again, I'm looking at a physical therapy career. I'm not quitting, but you know, more really toward the end of it. You know,
you've been in it for a long time too.
Been in this stuff for 39 years.
Yeah, good for you.
But I'm not going anywhere. It's still too fine. And they needed to hear that it could still be fine after 39 years. And I think that resonated with everybody. And it's an important message to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important for you to hear that.
Absolutely.
Find a way to keep it fine. Find a way to stay engaged. It just makes it a great life, the greatest profession in the world.
Yeah.
You get to walk into a patient who you have no idea. They might have a diagnosis of leg pain. You got to figure out what's wrong with them. Then you got to figure out what to do to fix it.
Right.
And then you get to fix it.
You get to help them
fix it. I mean, how much better can it get than
that? That's great. That's great.
You know, so it's the greatest profession in the world.
After 39 years, you still get excited coming to conferences like this, being around students?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Still a blast. Yeah.
We got to go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Great seminars and books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation with 20-hour live courses for PTs and OTs, filled with great evidence-based clinical information taught by amazing instructors who bring the material to life. Carol Lewis leads two great hands-on courses in geriatric neurology and orthopedics. Learn more at greatseminarsandbooks.com. Great Seminars and Books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Working out his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
I want to thank the American Physical Therapy Association for really hooking us up with all the presenters and the students, and just letting us tell the story, letting us kind of just point a microphone around this conference and let, because there's a lot of students here, but there are even more who could not come, and I want them to just get a little bit of a taste. They couldn't hear your entire presentation, but if they can hear a little taste of it, maybe they'll say, you know, if they're on the fence, yeah, I'll go to a student conclave. This sounds cool.
The other thing we did was an Oxford debate, which we do it next.
How do you go wrong with an Oxford debate? They're great.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah, they get, well, a debate is cool, but when you get the crowd involved, way better.
So much
way
fun.
Better.
But also, there's a lot of learning and a lot of value that goes on with that as well. We do one at Next, and it's great fun, but we talk about some issues that are facing that population at the time, right, our profession. And we talked today about priorities and about sort of high risk, low reward, you know, high risk, high reward, low risk, low reward.
Right.
We talked about what I was telling you, experience junkie. It was a really engaging but a really good conversation that addressed issues that are relevant to this population, relevant to students coming out.
Yeah.
And I think that was the important thing, is that a lot of the feedback we've gotten from students is how relevant it was to where they are, and just really helping bridge that connection from where they are into that early career time in their lives. And so that's really at ABTA what we're focused on right now. We're all really interested in that population. We want to really engage that early career population. We talk about it a lot, and I think we did that today in our presentation.
Yeah.
At least that's the feedback we've gotten.
Well, you can just feel the buzz, and the cool thing about this generation is when they like something and they're into something, it's on social media that minute. They're tweeting out a quote that you just said on stage a minute after that quote came out of your mouth. And when you can see it, that's a good one. Any quotables from yours that were getting out there on social media?
There's a little mantra that I've had. Nobody aspires to mediocrity.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You know, I've said that with you before.
Yeah, it's
scary.
Know,
nobody aspires to mediocrity. So what are you going to do to make sure that you're not mediocre? I never wanted to be any mediocre. Somehow we have to create opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, the other part of it is build relationships. I mean, those relationships are awesome. Building relationships.
I like
and
that.
I think we do that.
You're literally on social media right now looking for some of your quotables, because that's what this generation does. They put it online. So what do you got? What were they saying about you?
So Alexis Morgan said, loving this talk at ABTA NSC, no death by PowerPoint and all authentic conversation.
Good.
Coolest presentation ever.
And there's a picture of you as Wonder Woman. I like that. Those boots were killer. Those were like knee-high boots.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, if you're going to go Wonder Woman, you got to go.
Got to go all the way.
You got to get the hair and everything. So, you know, just having a little bit of fun, but also also getting it done. That's kind of what we were feeling. But I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
I have a question for you. This is a question that I ask my kids every day, right? Because in the spirit of what's your purpose?
Right.
Right. You have to recognize all aspects of your life, your professional life as well as your family life. So something I ask my kids every day: what made you smile today, Jimmy McKay?
Ooh, today. Today, well, woke up really tired because I was out late last night with some people, and I'm looking at you because we threw a kegger last night, maybe, allegedly. Cannot confirm nor deny if we threw a secret keg party at.
Listen to the music while your party is reached.
So what made me smile today was seeing what happened. I got to talk to a guy by the name of Jason Bellamy, and he said some really nice words about what we're doing here in terms of this generation of students being so connected and being able to spread this energy, even if you're not in the same place. A lot of students who wanted to come here today and this weekend weren't able to. And he's like, I just think it's great that you're able to leverage a podcast where students who are not here are waiting to hear what you've recorded and you're going to put out there. So that made me kind of smile that people actually appreciate what we're doing.
Absolutely, for what you're doing. And another quote that we talk about a lot is sharing is caring, and you're doing that. You're sharing all the great things with all the people.
This is The Parting Shot.
So here's my question. We do every episode as a pint, and before we're done with the pint, we have shots. The name of this bar is, in fact, Shots. So we have to have a parting shot of wisdom and then immediately go have shots. All right, and we're going to have to verify this with photos afterwards. I'm going to turn the microphones off. But if you were to leave the generation of physical therapy students who are coming out of school now with a parting shot of wisdom, Joe Black, what would you want to leave them with?
Don't take the first job for the money. Take it for the job.
Okay.
Too many people with student debt, I realize that's a huge issue.
Big deal, yeah.
But don't take that first job for the money. Take that job because it will carry you on your path.
Okay.
And your path to excellence, your path to greatness.
You can be real miserable for a long time.
Oh, heck yes.
And have a couple extra bucks, or you can be happy and the money will come, I promise.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Parting shot of wisdom. Cecily, what do you got?
Overcome your fears. So this generation, we talk a lot about the rise in depression and anxiety and stress in this population.
A lot of it.
And fear. A lot of things stem from fear. So we know that, you know, the fear of falling may impact falling. So fear is a big one. So again, going back to my trip to Brazil, everybody was fearful during that time. Zika, ISIS, you know, the water virus, so much looting happening there. Don't come. The Brazilians, our friends, were saying, don't go.
A lot of people weren't going.
A lot of people weren't going.
And you did what?
And even our friends at NIH that were doing research and that were like, I don't know, I wouldn't go. People were telling us not to go. But we took a calculated risk and we went, and it was the best vacation of my life, right?
Wow, good.
So turn that fear into triumph. Make that obstacle an opportunity, as Ryan Holiday would say. Don't allow that fear. Don't feed the fear, wolf. Feed the courage wolf.
I like that.
Right?
That's good. All right, so those are your parting shots. We need to now do shots here at the bar Shots in South Beach, Miami for National Student Conclave. Powered by Aureus Medical Group, I want to thank our sponsor and the American Physical Therapy Association for letting us come down here and take part in this student conclave. Appreciate that. Thank you guys for talking with us. Joe Black and Cecily DiStefano. Thank you
so much for having us, Jimmy.
All right.
Kissing asses and raising glasses. It's the PT Podcast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.